This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is intensifying efforts to appeal to his core base of white voters by downplaying the historical legacy of slavery in the United States and blasting efforts to address systemic racism as divisive. Speaking at the National Archives Thursday to commemorate the 233rd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, Trump denounced Democrats, the media, and others he accused of trying to indoctrinate children and shame their parents.
American parents are not going to accept indoctrination in our schools, cancel culture in our work, or the repression of traditional faith, culture, and values in the public square.
The president did not mention the 246 years of slavery in America, including 89 years it was allowed to continue after the colonies declared independence from England. He also did not acknowledge the ongoing fight against racial injustice and police brutality, which has prompted months of protests this year. Election Day is fewer than 7 weeks away in the United States, and President Donald Trump is facing deep pessimism as he bids for another term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
His re-election rests at least in part on convincing voters the pandemic is receding, both in words.
I really do believe we're rounding the corner.
And actions, like speaking to tightly packed crowds. The president's been trying to give the impression of a nation moving past the pandemic. But 69% of respondents in an APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say they are at least somewhat concerned about the virus, including about half of Republicans. Just 39% approve of how the president's handling the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election.
But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. Social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals.
The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. Colleagues of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say that a bottle of water with the trace of the Novichok nerve agent was found in his hotel room after his poisoning. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
A video posted on Navalny's Instagram page showed his team in his hotel room in Tomsk shortly before he left the city and collapsed on a flight back to Moscow. On the post, it explained that the team returned an hour after learning the Putin opponent fell ill and packed the bottles and other items for further inspection. His team confirmed that 2 weeks later, a German lab found a trace of Novichok on a bottle from the Tomsk hotel room. And then another three labs that took Alexei's samples proved that he was poisoned with it. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 860,000 workers filed for unemployment compensation last week, a slight improvement from the week before, but an indication the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the American economy. The recent weekly claims figures are well below the 6.9 million record number of claims filed in late March as the coronavirus swept into the United States. But they remain above the highest level before this year in records going back to the 1960s. Rescuers along the Gulf Coast used high water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, even as the region braced for a delayed second round of floods in coming days from rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Sally rolled through the area with winds of up to 165 kilometers per hour, and more than 1 meter of rain in many places before it began to break up as it headed towards the U.S. East Coast. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA